This is Andy.
And this is Matt.
And you're listening to
The Hop Podcast with No Name.
What a dumb name.
It's so stupid. Let's just record and see what happens. That is a direct quote from you. Before I hit that button.
That is true. That is exactly what I said right before you hit the button.
So we're going to do that. And this is episode 39.
It is.
And we have a fun topic.
Yeah.
Is it? I mean,
I don't know. It's fun. No, I don't think fun is the right word.
Yeah.
It's a real topic.
It's rich. Don't use real. I mean, hopefully everything we've talked about is real. It's going to be rich. It's
like, yeah. Complex topic. I don't know.
Throwback to other episodes. It's a complex topic.
Stop calling everything complex, Andrea. Yeah. That's fair. So our topic is from a lot of different perspectives of is it all worth it? Is doing all of this hop stuff worth it?
That's just a light topic for episode 39. Nothing too crazy there. And I guess I'll add some, there you go. Adjust your microphone. I'll add some context to it, which is just, we are not talking about just at an organizational level. We're talking, you know, micro to macro to outside of
personal
work.
Life. Yep. Yep. Yeah. And I think that the reason why this topic weighs heavily on me is, one, because people bring it up a lot as a, when they first hear the concepts, they say, well, I don't know if we have the time or the patience to do this.
That's the polite way they say it. They say it a lot less kind sometimes.
Yeah. And then even when we were talking about the personal example from the last episode of the way that I tried to walk through the difference between somebody's intent and an error with Penelope. One of the questions that you asked me, if I remember correctly, was, would other people do that? Like, why? What is the driver for spending all of that time and energy?
Actually, I think what happened was I looked at you and I said, that sounds exhausting. And I was like, is it really that important? And we've actually, you and I have had this conversation a couple times in weird things. And I could think of one story, which was when my dog bit off the ear of your oldest daughter's new toy. Mm. And it was late at night and you were determined to go get a thread and needle to sew it closed so that she could have it back. And you just kept saying, it feels important. And it was just so much, it was like 10 o'clock at night. We had to go to like a couple of stores to get it. And I've asked you this a couple of times in our working relationship. I was like, isn't it good enough? Like, do we need to do all that? Like, can't she just learn? And you're like, no, sometimes these just require you to spend energy.
Yeah. I remember one time you asked me that question when I was writing an email and I was like recrafting the email for the fourth or fifth time. Yeah. And you said something similar of like, why are you doing that? And I said, because it's important.
It was early on, so I wasn't as annoyed with you. It was probably like, why are you recrafting that? Now I'd be like, Andrea, just hit send, please. We have so much else to do.
Yeah. Yeah. So we can talk about it from a couple different perspectives. As an organization, like if we just think about this from an organizational level of, hey, we're going to try to adopt these concepts. And if we're thinking about it from the safety lens, I don't know that there's a place that it would feel more important to do than there for a few reasons. One, when we are making decisions as leaders for an organization, our decisions affect a lot of people's lives, sometimes hundreds of thousands of people's lives. And the people that we're often making decisions for don't have a lot of autonomy, authority, or agency within the organization to be able to change things themselves. That is an enormous amount of responsibility. And it takes like a very intentional and special individual to do that well and to really actually understand the enormity of how even one sentence, like a CEO can say one sentence and thousands of people take action based on that one sentence. I don't know many people.
Or inaction, sorry.
Or inaction. I just don't know many people who conceptualize how big of a role that is. And if you're in that role and you can see how big your words are, how big your actions are, how much momentum you can drive, then for sure, making sure that you have the right problem statements, putting resources into things that can save people's lives, not making decisions based on sort of a utopian wish of humans being perfect, but recognizing the reality of what it takes to get a job done. Those are critical pieces of information and critical thought processes that you, in my belief, is that you would need to have those to make good decisions, especially when your decisions affect so many people. Almost to the point that it feels morally important, right, to have that type of information, to have enough information to make really good decisions. So in my mind, in that context, it absolutely feels like it's not just worth the effort, but almost imperative to have some mechanism to gain enough information to make good decisions.
Yeah, I think about this a lot because in my last role, I had a team of, I don't know, some 50 some people, a couple managers, and I did feel like my words had a lot of weight because I know they did, because after I would give a meeting, someone would always pull me aside and be like, "You said this thing, why'd you say that?" And it was every time I always said something that was, I don't know, taken the wrong way, and I learned a lot over the time. But we had a training yesterday, and I remember thinking very clearly, I wish that I was better at creating problem statements as a leader. And if all Hop did for me, and I for some reason had to go back into that world, the way that I would define problems would change so drastically that it would make such a difference to so many people that I wish I knew that. So is it worth it? You know, you did a decent job of explaining it from a safety lens. but just as leaders in an organization, having been there, yeah, I desperately, desperately wished no one taught me. Mm. And I'm sure people feel the same way. No one teaches you how to lead sometimes. It's just, yeah, maybe you go to a training, you go to a course, but you don't get these fundamentals. And I think Hop does so much of that when we think about specifically defining problems.
Mm. Yeah. So organizationally feels not only worth it in my mind, but also critical. Meaning if we aren't moving in that direction, man, it's just really hard to know where to put your resourcing. It's really hard to know what decision is a good decision. But let's talk about it from a non-work lens. Do you have thoughts around if it's worth it in the personal space? Because, I mean, do you use the concepts in the personal space?
I don't know if my sigh got picked up in the microphone. I hope it did. I really do. I hope it did. Yeah, it's tough. I mean, for me, I think it was a lot of what I think I would say that I saw the world. I think it made a lot of sense to me that way, but some of it was so counter to how I was raised. Mm. And it was a lot of unpacking and then unwinding what I had unpacked and then throwing it out sometimes or putting it back. It was a lot.
And when you say it was a lot, do you mean learning the subject or what do you mean by it?
It's not learning the subject. Mm. Learning the subject is just, it's learning.
Yeah.
And we've done that for a long time. Applying the subject to yourself introspectively is different. Yeah. And it is challenging, yeah. But yeah. You have to, if I guess I feel some responsibility to be good at this stuff because I talk about it.
That seems fair.
And so I knew that I couldn't just show up and repeat what you taught me and, you know, that I learned from whatever I had researched and, you know, Bob Edwards and Todd Conklin and those people that I had seen. And yeah, I wanted to really apply it, and it was exhausting. And I don't even think I'm halfway there. You know, mm-hmm. it is a lot, but I couldn't stop doing it because it's shifted the way that I interact with people that I love and care about. Hmm. And in a way that I feel like I show up better. Hmm. And it makes me proud of that. So, yeah, I guess I'm getting soft my old age. Typically, I'd have a lot of sarcastic things to say. But, yeah, personally, I think it's that will be with me forever.
Hmm. Yeah.
About you?
Well, I mean...
And I'll just say, you're not allowed to cry on the podcast.
No? Are you sure?
It's too late.
I mean, I think that by definition of the job that we do, I must believe it is worth it. Because when you step back and you look at like what we actually do for a living, we end up saying the same thing many times, many, many, many times, right? We tell stories. We say the
same stories.
We tell pieces of information.
Same pieces.
We have like in-depth conversations that border on arguments with people that are passionate about the subject. The same ones, right? They come up over and over again. The patterns of what you see.
We introduce ourselves a lot.
We introduce ourselves a lot. So the patterns of what you see are very similar. The things that you talk about are very similar. And it is hard to do, meaning it is hard to have that conversation over and over again. And it's hard to do it without losing faith, meaning starting from the beginning, every time, and then knowing where you're trying to get an understanding to or a conversation to, and having a pretty good sense of the road bumps that are going to happen along the way, doing that, making progress with a group of people, and then going and doing it all over again takes an enormous amount of energy that I think if I had to like subconsciously understand how important doing this is to me, I don't think I would do it. Right. I don't think I would continuously do that over and over and over again if I didn't think it was worth it. And worth it from a perspective of it's worth helping people understand it because it makes things better. That said, I think it's also important for us to acknowledge that anyone who tries to use these concepts either at work or at home, it is exhausting. Like it's very hard to do because you're...
It's exhausting.
It is exhausting.
The amount of times that I, my girlfriend has come home from a long day and you know, she something frustrated her at work and she just wants to share it. And all I could think about is like, I could solve this in 2 seconds. Just tell her. And I'm like, no.
Ask more questions. Yeah. Yeah. It is. It's exhausting because you're forcing yourself not to use the shortcuts that your brain has developed to make sense of the world. Obviously you use a bunch of them, right? I'm not saying that you've replaced all of them, but
you still know how to tie your shoes.
Right.
Very easily.
Many of the mental shortcuts that we've created in order to make sense of the world quickly in this space, you force yourself not to use them. And in the place of that, it requires you to use energy and effort to understand something intentionally. And that's exhausting. And I think it's worth it. Meaning, like, I think my world and the relationships that I have and the way that I get to interact with my children and the way I get to interact with, you know, all the people that we meet, I think it is better in large part, due to using these concepts in conversation, using these concepts in trying to understand somebody else's world, even in how we teach, right? We teach attempting over and over and over again not to make assumptions about how somebody's worded a question or why they've worded a question, but to make sure that we are actually operationally learning as we're teaching at the same time. All of that requires an enormous amount of energy to do. But you, I mean, I think it's worth it.
It's like a Pandora's box. Once you really open it, there's no putting it back in. Like dang it. Now I got to do it this way for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
That stinks.
Yeah. But it's gotten rid of all of my emotional outlets to just be mad at people irrationally, which, you know, that's a hard thing not
and
to
that's
have.
Where we're different. That's where we're different. I haven't given up that yet. I just do it privately. But that'll never go away.
Yeah.
You know what I'm thinking about right now?
What?
This has been a wild conversation. Could you imagine this is the first thing someone hears?
Yeah, don't start with episode
39. That would be so good, though, if they're just like, are they starting a religion? Is it a cult? What are they talking about right now?
Yeah, it's absolutely fair. Yeah, I mean, I think it's worth it. I mean, I live every day asking myself if it's worth it because it is an enormous amount of energy. And on the days where I'm frustrated and I'm tired and I feel like I've said the same thing over and over again and I feel like, hey, I'm not sure we're getting anywhere. Why does it always feel like, you know, why am I always having the same conversation? Is, you know, if we look back in 10 years, are people going to be able to take some of this information and use it in a meaningful way. And then you do look back and there is change over at least the time that I've been in this space. There's absolutely change. You go to talk to an organization and they tell you, yeah, we would have done that old way that you're describing like 10 years ago, but we don't do that anymore. And for sure that makes all the energy and effort feel worth it.
Yeah. I don't get that. I haven't been doing it nearly as long. I find it in, you know, the times where we get to hear about an event and someone keeps their job or a safeguard goes in place that maybe not wouldn't have been there before. Mm. And then I feel really proud. And yeah. I feel really happy that we're doing it.
Yeah.
And it's just, I guess I get to do it more at the micro level, you know, the situational level. But yeah, I think it's, I really wish that this made it to where I was before. I wish people heard it. And particularly around accountability and the things we talk about, I truly wish that organizations that were newer, so the startup world where I came from, I wish that they heard it and they applied it to what they did because they don't. Mm. It's so far away from what reality is over there. And it could be such a helpful difference, but it's going to take time. Say everything else.
So is that the next mission? Are you saying that?
I'm going to just get a boombox, go to Midtown Manhattan and just play. Just hit play on our podcast and
just leave it out there. Now, if people were confused before whether or not this yeah. is starting a cult, now yeah. they're picturing you standing on a street corner with a boombox.
Well. In Manhattan, where crazy things happen all the time.
Yeah.
So that's our take on if it's worth it. I mean, maybe this gets released, maybe it doesn't. Maybe it lives with us forever. Hopefully you hear it. Yeah. We'll still take questions if you have them.
Well, that's it.
Yep, another one in the books. We did it.
If you want to send us any of your thoughts, actually fling us any of your thoughts, you can do so at the website www.hoppodcast.com.
That's H-O-P. podcast.com.
It's still such a stupid name.
We look forward to hearing from you. Thanks for listening.